Welcome to the Utica Phoenix Deep Dives, where we take a stack of research and boil it down to the stuff you actually need to know.
Right.
Today, we're tackling President Trump's tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China.
Oh, this is a big one.
Think of it like this.
Yeah.
A tariff is basically a tax on goods coming into the country.
Right, right.
And when those taxes go up, guess what? Prices on things you buy could go up too.
It's pretty simple, supply and demand.
Yeah, it's like hitting our wallets right where it hurts.
Absolutely, and what's wild is how widespread these tariffs are.
Yeah.
It's not just one country.
Right.
It's three of our biggest trading partners.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking a 25% tariff on most things coming from Canada and Mexico.
25%?
25%.
Wow.
A 10% hit on their energy and another 10% bump on stuff from China.
So if I buy like a sweater from Canada that was $100 before.
Yeah.
Now it could be $125.
Potentially, yeah.
That's a big jump.
It is, and this isn't just some theoretical economic policy.
No, this is real life.
This is going to hit people's wallets.
Yeah.
The Peterson Institute for International Economics,
okay,
a group that studies these things, predicts these tariffs could cost the average U.S. household over $1,200 per year.
$1,200 a year.
That's right.
That's more than a lot of families spend on groceries each month.
It really adds up.
Yeah, that's a big deal. It's basically like a hidden tax hike, right? But why is President Trump doing this?
Yeah.
What's the reason behind these tariffs?
He's given a few reasons.
Okay.
He says it's because of fentanyl
and something?
Illegal immigration coming from Canada and Mexico.
Okay.
He's also said the U.S. subsidizes Canada. And he wants companies to move their factories back to the U.S.
Oh, interesting.
And then there's the trade deficit.
The trade deficit.
Which is basically the difference between how much we buy from other countries versus how much they buy from us.
Right, got it.
So he's pointing to a few different things.
Okay, but if these tariffs are supposed to be about fentanyl and illegal immigration,
right,
where shouldn't they be focused on the border?
Yeah.
Where most of that stuff is actually coming from?
That's where it gets interesting. Government data actually shows that most fentanyl and illegal border crossings happen at the southern border with Mexico.
The southern border.
Yeah.
Not with Canada.
Not so much, no.
So it sounds like there might be more to this story than meets the eye.
There might be.
What are some of the other possible reasons behind these tariffs?
Well, some experts say it's partly about appealing to certain voters,
okay,
who feel like other countries are taking advantage of the U.S. in trade deals.
Here.
The idea is that these tariffs will protect American jobs and businesses.
Okay, so that's the argument.
That's one argument, yeah.
There's also a political angle.
Yeah.
Targeting products like Kentucky bourbon with tariffs could be a way to pressure specific lawmakers.
Yeah, it's a strategic move.
So it's not as simple as it seems on the surface.
Nope.
Yep. It sounds like there's a mix of economics, politics, and maybe even a bit of strategy at play here.
A lot of moving parts.
Absolutely. And speaking of strategy,
yeah,
Canada isn't just sitting back and taking this.
Not at all.
They've announced they're going to hit back with their own tariffs.
Oh, yeah.
On U.S. goods worth $30 billion Canadian dollars.
It's a tit for tat.
It sounds like a full-blown trade war is brewing.
Yeah, it's heating up.
But hold on. What exactly does Canada plan to target with these retaliatory tariffs?
They're being strategic about it.
Okay.
They're going after things like Kentucky bourbon.
Kentucky bourbon.
Which, as we discussed, is produced in a Republican-leaning area.
Oh, yeah.
It's a way for them to hit back politically.
Right.
As well as economically.
It's pretty clever.
It's a power play.
It sounds like they're playing hardball.
They're not backing down.
But what I'm really curious about is how everyday people are reacting to all of this.
Yeah, the human side of things.
I mean, we've talked about the economic and political side of things.
Right.
But what about the human side?
Uh-huh.
How are folks in Canada feeling about all this?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it turns out Canadians are not too happy about these tariffs.
Really?
Or about some of the things President Trump has said about their country.
Like what?
Give me the juicy details.
Right.
For example, he suggested that Canada should just become part of the U.S.
Wow.
Like the 51st state.
The 51st state.
And he's also made comments that many Canadians see as insulting to their country.
Ouch.
Yeah, not exactly diplomatic.
I can see why they'd be upset about that.
Yeah, it's ruffled some feathers.
So how are they channeling all that frustration?
Well, they're doing a few things.
Okay.
Some are calling for boycotts of American products.
Okay.
And others are canceling their vacations to the U.S.
Really?
There's even a surge in what you might call patriotic consumerism.
Patriotic consumerism.
Where people are making a point of buying Canadian products and supporting Canadian businesses.
So they're like
yeah.
putting their money where their mouth is.
Exactly.
It sounds like there's a real sense of national pride kicking in.
Mm, definitely.
Like they're saying, hey, we're Canadians and we're proud of it.
You got it.
Exactly.
You see Canadian flags popping up everywhere.
Oh, wow.
It's almost like they're rallying around the flag mm-hmm. in response to this challenge from the U.S.
It's amazing how these tariffs are affecting not just the economy,
right.
but people's feelings and sense of identity.
Yeah. It goes deeper than just dollars and cents.
It really highlights how interconnected we all are.
Absolutely.
And it raises the question, what are the long-term consequences of this kind of international tension?
That's a big question.
That's a question we'll have to explore further.
Yeah, we'll dig into that.
But for now,
yeah.
let's take a closer look at some of the specific industries that might be hit hardest by these tariffs.
Okay, sounds good.
And we'll also discuss what you, our listeners, can do to prepare for potential economic turbulence.
Practical advice?
Stick with us.
Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back after a quick word from our producer, David Laguerre.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Before we went to David, we were talking about how these tariffs could hit our wallets. Let's get specific and look at a few industries to see how this might play out in real life.
Yeah, it's one thing to talk about tariffs in general, but it's another to see how they affect the things we buy every day.
Exactly. And one of the clearest examples is the car industry. Remember how we talked about the U.S. and Canada having a really intertwined system for building cars? Parts go back and forth across the border multiple times before a car is finished.
Oh, yeah. So imagine a car part crossing the border. It gets hit with the tariff. Then it goes back to Canada for another step, crosses back to the U.S., bam, hit with the tariff again. By the time the car is built, that 25% tariff adds up fast.
That's a great way to visualize it.
Yeah.
And it could lead to all sorts of problems, delays, shortages, and of course, higher prices for anyone buying a car.
And it's not just new cars, right?
Yeah.
If there are fewer new cars being made, then used car prices could go up too.
Exactly. Plus, if car companies have to pay more to make cars, they might build fewer cars overall. That could mean layoffs for workers in the auto industry, both in the U.S. and Canada.
Thousands of jobs could be on the line. And it's not just cars. What about other industries that rely on trade with Canada and Mexico?
Well, think about aluminum. It's used in everything from airplanes and cars to those cans your soda comes in.
Yes.
And guess what? Canada is a huge supplier of aluminum to the U.S.
Really? I had no idea we got so much aluminum from Canada. That's kind of worrying considering how much construction is going on around here.
It is a concern. They're actually the biggest foreign supplier of both aluminum and steel to the U.S. So these tariffs could make everything from building materials to packaging more expensive.
So we're talking potential price increases on everything from a new house to a six-pack of soda.
It's a real possibility. And that's why it's important to be aware of these potential impacts and maybe think about adjusting your spending habits.
So maybe it's time to stock up on some essentials or hold off on that big purchase for a while.
That's a good idea. And supporting local businesses, especially those that use American-made products, could also help. But beyond our wallets, this situation raises bigger questions about the future of global trade. These tariffs represent a shift away from free trade and towards something called protectionism.
Okay, break that down for me. What exactly is protectionism?
It's the idea of protecting your own country's businesses and workers by putting up barriers to trade like tariffs.
So it's like saying, we're going to make it harder for other countries to sell their stuff here, so that people will buy American-made products instead.
Exactly. And while that might sound good on the surface, it can have some unintended consequences.
Like what?
Well, one possibility is that other countries will retaliate with their own tariffs. That could lead to a tit-for-tat trade war where everyone keeps raising tariffs and no one wins.
That sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Hmm.
Everyone ends up paying more and the global economy takes a hit.
Exactly. Trade wars tend to hurt everyone involved. They lead to higher prices, slower economic growth, and even job losses, the opposite of what protectionism aims for. They can also create political tensions and make it harder for countries to work together on important issues.
So these tariffs are about way more than just the price of a few goods. They could disrupt the entire system of global trade and have a ripple effect throughout the world.
Absolutely. And it's important to remember that these tariffs are happening at a time when we're seeing a rise in nationalism and anti-globalization sentiment all over the world.
You mean like the America First kind of thinking?
Exactly. And these trends are feeding into each other, creating a global landscape that's more complex and unpredictable than ever before.
It's a lot to take in. But I guess the key takeaway here is that we're living in a time of big change and things are uncertain. The old ways of doing things are being challenged and we need to be ready for a future that might look very different.
You've hit the nail on the head. This whole situation with the tariffs is a reminder that we're all connected, and the decisions made by one country can have a ripple effect across the entire globe.
So what can we do? How can we navigate this new landscape?
The first step is to stay informed. Pay attention to what's happening in the world, both politically and economically. Read widely, listen to different viewpoints, and don't be afraid to ask questions.
That's great advice. The more we know, the better equipped we'll be to make smart decisions for ourselves and our families.
Absolutely. And don't underestimate the power of your own voice. Get involved in the political process, support candidates who align with your values, and advocate for policies you believe in.
Because in times of change and uncertainty, it's more important than ever to participate in our democracy and help shape the future we want.
Exactly. It's easy to feel overwhelmed by everything that's going on in the world. But remember, even small actions can make a difference.
That's a great point. It's not about having all the answers, but about staying engaged, informed, and hopeful that we can work together to create a better future.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the potential economic fallout of these tariffs to the unexpected surge of Canadian patriotism. It's clear that these tariffs are about more than just trade.
It's like we've uncovered a whole web of interconnected issues, economics, politics, national identity. It's fascinating and a little bit scary, honestly.
What's really striking to me is how these tariffs highlight just how interconnected our world truly is. A decision made in Washington can impact a farmer in Canada or a factory worker in Michigan. It's a stark reminder that we're all in this together, whether we realize it or not.
And it leaves us with some big questions. What does this all mean for the future of global trade and international relations? Are we headed toward a world where everyone is just looking out for themselves, putting up walls and barriers?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Are we moving toward a more fragmented world with every country for itself? Or can we find a way to cooperate and build a more prosperous future together?
It's a tough one. But I think that's what we try to do here at the Utica Phoenix Deep Dive. Give you the information in different perspectives so you can form your own opinions and be part of the conversation.
We believe knowledge is power, and we want to empower you, our listeners, to navigate this complex world. So as we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with one final thought.
Hit us with.
What do these tariffs tell us about the shifting balance of power in the world? And what role do you want to play in shaping the future of global trade and international relations? It's something to think about, especially as we head into these uncertain times.
Big questions, but important ones. And that's what the Deep Dive is all about. A huge thanks to our producer, David Laguerre, for keeping us on track. We'll be back soon with another deep dive into a fascinating topic. Until then, stay curious, stay informed, and keep those questions coming.